This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Like Tuesday is upon us. Last day, Jennifer, of April. Tomorrow is the 9th of May. So prepare the world for the end. Let's see, the end of the first, was it one third of the year? 4 months? The first one third of the year. So now we're into the best part for many people anyway, as far as the weather is concerned. Although, listening to Victoria's forecast from the Farmer's Almanac yesterday, suggested we're going to, if we're not on the West Coast, have a pretty wet, muggy summer. Let's see how that all plays out. It's all in your mind. That's what some people say. Victoria Keelan is here along with Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, pointing my finger at Jennifer Horn, who's ready to go with item or two of significance. Jennifer?
Well, a terror attack was broken up apparently by forces here in my hometown of Los Angeles. A U.S. Army vet who lived in the San Fernando Valley has been charged with plotting a terrorist attack on a white supremacist rally in Long Beach as revenge for a mosque shooting, the one that happened in New Zealand just about a month ago, after FBI officials stopped the attack through an undercover sting. This has been a big story not only in California but across the country. Mark Stephen Domingo is a 26-year-old former military soldier who served 4 months in Afghanistan and recently had converted to Islam. He was arrested on Friday after receiving what he believed was a live bomb from an undercover officer posing as his co-conspirator. And this is according to the U.S. Department of Justice, they said in a news release and conference yesterday. He met the officer last month in a private online messaging group where he called for violence on American soil. He discussed killing Jews, walking to a synagogue, law enforcement officials, and a military facility. With the officer, according to prosecutors. So he wanted to go after Jews. He wanted to go after Christians. He had three attacks that he had wanted to perpetrate. He wanted to go after Jews. He wanted to go after these white supremacists at this rally in Long Beach. And then he wanted to attack the Santa Monica Pier. Federal authorities met him with his co-conspirator multiple times in recent weeks, and they went over details of the planned attack. The way they got him, and they met him in this park in Long Beach, is that he started buying things like 3-inch nails because that would be long enough to penetrate the human body and puncture internal organs. He hired this guy to build the bomb for him, and once they handed over the bomb and he handed over the money, they were able to nab him on these charges. So now he has been charged officially with this plot to inflict terror on California. And we see if there's anybody else that they can catch that was involved. They believe he was acting alone with the help of this undercover FBI officer. But of course, they're looking for other people who are involved in this messaging group on social media. He was online about a month ago in March saying America needs another Vegas event, something to kick off civil unrest. That's according to federal authorities as well. So he was one that wanted to be caught, I think, because he was giving these messages online. So another one has been in the bag, and this is just the latest for California, who acted just a few days ago, that synagogue attack in San Diego, in Poway. That happened, and I think they just laid that woman to rest who jumped in front of her rabbi. So it's been kind of a crazy couple of days here in California.
Jeez. It boggles the mind. The people, we've had this conversation how many different times? Actually, we had it to a point yesterday because of some other act, violence, the anger, the mental health issues that keep surfacing, the conversations we keep having. So at this point, it seems we're not strong enough to, as an entity, to create a situation where it's going to change or be better. We can keep agitating for it, I suppose. Or we can just tell the story and move on. What's your preference? In my circumstance here, I don't really want to talk because I don't. I feel like we. I don't know. I never want to give up, but I don't see what having other than presenting people. Our job here is to bring you the first check-in of what's going on in the country and in the world, and in your neck of the woods, I suppose, as well. So we've done that, and now what do we do? Because normally we have conversation. It gets people to think about it. We're here to get people
positives.
To think.
I think there's some positives, actually, that can be drawn from what are really bad, negative situations. First, with the synagogue, I think if we focus on the heroics of the woman who jumped in front of her rabbi, and if we call the shooter for what he is, a perpetrator of a hate crime, and if we talk about the guy from the Border Patrol who was an agent inside that synagogue that really made this less catastrophic than it could have been. I mean, obviously, you don't want to lose any human life, but the guy fired back, and that's what made the shooter leave and get in his car and go away. I mean, those are all positives from that event in what was a negative and dark situation, filled with hate, obviously. With this guy who was trying to perpetrate terror attacks in Los Angeles. I think we can say, you know what, the more publicity we can give to the fact that the FBI caught him in one of these online chat groups, that's great. That means that other people who are trying to do these things too will know that the FBI is on to them and that they are trying to work to break these things up. That's the positive that comes from this. And I think those are the messages that we can promote and that we're not just sitting targets and that people, Americans, are fighting back, whether it's in their synagogue or it's the FBI. And I think that's really the positive message that we can probably put above all the other ones from the last couple of days.
All right, so I'll go to Kara, because she's closest to the situation in Baltimore where a fellow fired into a crowd that gathered for cookouts. The police commissioner says this was another targeted attack, yet we go from coast to coast. Big city, small town, and it's the same. What is there any more to it than that, Kara, that you've heard the buzz?
All I've seen is the same thing that's in the news where seven people were shot, one person was killed, and, you know, these are people ranging from all ages who were together for a cookout. One of my sister lives in Baltimore. The other one lives in the county just north of Baltimore. And, you know, they're in a different part of the city, but it's just, I don't know, it could happen anywhere there. And I think it's really frustrating when you see these instances of people getting together to celebrate family and fun times and to have something ruined with something stupid like this. I don't know the cause. I don't know if it was gang related. I don't know if it was just some random dude going out and shooting people, but I don't know if it really matters. It's just, it's frustrating to see,
matter.
You know, Jen was talking about this other story in California where this guy decided he wants retribution, so he's going to go and decide to shoot these people. Or the same, that's what they said about Sri Lanka. I don't think that's really true. I think it's an excuse. But they're saying, oh, we want to go shoot this church up because of the shooting in New Zealand. And it's just,
I agree with that.
I mean, if this is what the world is coming to, where, okay, someone gets hurt, and so it becomes our job to suddenly go out and solve that problem and shoot everyone else that we think might possibly have been responsible for it. I mean, the whole world is going to devolve into chaos, and it's just, I don't know how to deal with
that. Much of the world has, or too much of the world, has evolved or devolved, that's a better word, into chaos. Hasn't it? Whether it's temporary or permanent, what we're spending time talking about. Okay, here's the counter to all of this. You ready? This is the counter. This is the anecdote that's the antidote to the kind of crazy that we're talking about. 8-year-old boy helping his older sister escape a kidnapper. Do you hear what happened in Cincinnati?
Mm-mm.
Children traveling with their grandmother. They went to the local medical center. Nita Coburn is the grandmother. Parks outside the entrance to the hospital. Helped a friend she was taking toward the door of the hospital. The children in the back seat of the car. About 10 seconds after Grandma Coburn got out of the car, a 24-year-old entered the car and attempted to drive away with the two children inside the car. The boy opened the door and escaped. The girl started to jump, but but the man grabbed her so she couldn't leave. She tried to get away. Her brother grabbed hold of her and pulled her away from the kidnapper, and they both tumbled out of the car. So he was smart enough. She was 10, he was 8. And the grandmother didn't know what was going on. She was inside with her friend. So,
I mean, is that, I saw this story, but was this an attempted kidnapping or just a carjacking?
Yeah.
Because how do you plan a kidnapping when you've got like 10 seconds? I thought this sounded more like this. He was just trying to steal the car and there happened to be two kids in the back.
I think it makes little difference. This guy, little kid, pulled his sister out of the car with no concern for his own safety. That's pretty incredible at 8 years of age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I saw in it. I don't know whether this guy was trying. He has double charges, stealing a car and kidnapping. Both, whether he intended that or not, that's the bottom line. But the 8-year-old
did the police catch him?
Child, well, he's identified, so I'm gonna speculate that he was captured. Yeah, he said I'm not gonna identify him. I don't think that, but he is not of his name would make one think that he is not a Native American. Let's put it that way. All right. Which is the reason so many of these people involved, where did the fellow come from that did the Long Beach and Santa Monica planning? What's the name?
The Valley.
Yeah, I want the name, but is it?
Yeah. The San Fernando Valley.
He came from
Reseda. Yeah.
Okay. So it is, and I'm just thinking of the Boston. We've been thinking a lot lately about the Boston, again, the Boston Marathon bomber. And his not being native, there have been a lot of, that's the local angle here in Boston.
This guy served in the military Afghanistan
yes.
for 4 years and then became radicalized. Did he embrace
So how does he become, how does he become radicalized? What's his,
well,
he's got to start with something. He's angry,
something,
not being taken care of.
Kara said something interesting.
Out of the service?
It's what ISIS does. And Kara said, well, people are responding to all of these attacks. Well, what ISIS does is they use attacks on mosques like the one in New Zealand to try to get more people to become, they use it almost as a promotional tool, as a marketing opportunity to try to bring more people in, to get people angry so that they will have these attacks in their own area. That's what ISIS does. That's why it is such a lie when the media will tell you, well, these are lone wolf attacks. It's just one guy, because it really underplays what's happening. When you say a lone wolf attack, it means, well, one guy's just so crazy, he just decided to do this or try to create a violent scenario. No. ISIS is trying to inspire these attacks. These are all ISIS-inspired. So the people really that are doing these are not necessarily lone wolves. They're learning the tactics from the online sphere that ISIS has created. They have a magazine. They have a lot of online platforms where they teach you how to build bombs out of pressure cookers and crock pots so that you can stick a bunch of nails in there that will kill people.
Yeah.
And so they're not acting alone. They're not people who are just creating these things in their mind. They're given an instruction manual.
Pretty, pretty, pretty discouraging, actually, when you get down to it. Let's talk about something that will help you, especially if you are waking up every night fixing your sheets because the fit isn't really fitted. You know, you buy those fitted sheets, they're supposed to be great. They aren't really fitted at all. Now, there comes along from everybody's friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, the Giza cotton sheets. A lot of people, he's cooked up something new. Keeps adding to the things that are in the MyPillow catalog at MyPillow.com. These Giza cotton sheets, now you can get a full night's rest. Don't have to fix the sheets. It's a pain. Giza cotton sheets by MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of Egypt near the Mediterranean. Super smooth, super breathable, super cool in every way. Durable and great. MyPillow.com. Use the code DJV. Get 30% off. Free shipping, too. The code is DJV at MyPillow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I am. That's not quite the same song. This is a song from The Killers, who were supposed to be one of the acts that would be at Woodstock 50, a planned event that we've been talking about off and on during our music visits here each hour on the program, the DJV show. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I and you point our fingers and our noses in a particular direction, often with a couple of important updates on musical figures or events. And so we certainly have, over the last 3 or 4 months, as this event was planned, Woodstock 50, we've paid attention because it looked like it would be some fun, have some significance, but looks like it's over. It's been officially canceled. We talked about them having problems over the last couple of weeks. The organizers released the following statement saying, quote, "We don't believe the production of the festival can be executed as an event worthy of the Woodstock brand. We are ensuring the health and safety of the artists, partners, attendees, all that stuff is a problem. Headliners at this event included these guys, The Killers, Dead & Company, The Imagine Dragons, Jay-Z was supposed to be there, Miley Cyrus, let's see here, Lumineers, Chance the Rapper was going to be there on the list, Halsey. Organizers also enticed a lot of veteran musicians from the original Woodstock to perform. From 1969, John Fogerty from CCR, John Sebastian, David Crosby, Canned Heat, Country Joe McDonald. What a character he is, man. Last week, a representative for the festival reached out to officials with Live Nation to inquire about a $20 million investment to save the event. Both companies said, no, I don't think so. The solicitation came after missing a deadline to begin selling tickets for the festival in August. More than $30 million has already been spent on the festival. Wow. Most artists have already been paid, so will they give the money back? I would hope they would.
I don't know. If they've been booked and they... I don't know if they're going to get their money back on that. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. The original 69 Woodstock Festival lost $1 million was beset by bad weather Local residents were really angry that they even had the thing on this guy's farm. 600,000 people showed up then. It was a mess, man. Did they make a mess of that guy's farm? But the event at his farm this year is still scheduled. Didn't you say that, Victoria? Still,
it is,
looks
yeah.
Like that's going on.
Yeah, so far that one, it didn't get as much publicity as this version of it, but this was taking place at that speedway, Watkins Glen, the NASCAR track.
Right.
And so
yeah.
The other one is smaller, but is taking place at the original site. And I don't know, maybe some of these artists will, maybe they'll start poaching some of these artists who
yeah.
were already earmarked to play this one.
That'll work. All right, next up, musically, the situation with Peebo Bryson. If you have heard, Heart Attack, a rep for Bryson said that, this is, he had a lot of songs like Beauty and the Beast, A Whole New World, known well for those hits. Hospitalized after suffering a mild heart attack. Statement released yesterday says that he was stricken Saturday. Remember, he's a double Grammy winner. You may not remember that, but he's won twice. Rep says, both doctors and family are very optimistic for a speedy recovery, and of course, prayers. People are happy when they get support from others, so have to save or have a good thought for him. 68 years old. He's got a pretty smooth, I guess you'd describe it as a smooth voice. If ever you're in my arms again, remember this song, Tonight I Celebrate My Love, did that with Roberta Flack. So Peebo Bryson will hold a good thought for him. And that's that story. Here on the DJB program, lots of good stories, lots of important stories, lots of info. 28 after the hour.
Your attitude determines how you hear things. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Have you ever noticed that one person can be extremely bothered by the same noise that another person finds pleasure in? The reason that's so is it's not the sound itself that determines how we hear things, but our attitudes. One person might hear the sound of crows, for instance, and think it's haunting. Another might find joy in trying to hear what kind of crow dialogue is happening. Listen, in life, you not only hear what you want to hear, but you also hear things the way you prepare yourself to hear them. Life can produce sounds that are simultaneously annoying and fascinating. What you hear in life often has much less to do with the outer sound than it does with your inner voice telling you how to perceive that sound. To listen to life in a whole new way, visit drchristianconti.com.
If you'd like to experience the power of CBD and answer yes to any of these questions, Purity Products wants to send you our CBD Super Formula risk-free. Have you heard of CBD? Are you concerned about your joints, sleep, or stress? Would you like to try CBD from a source you can trust? If you answered yes, you qualify for the CBD Super Formula $9 trial with free shipping. Purity CBD Super Formula combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals into one little capsule to soothe your aching joints, promote good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel at any time. Call now to claim your $9 trial of the CBD Super Formula. Plus, get the Hemp Oil Anti-Aging Cream, a $50 value free. Call Purity Products now. 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ISIS leader appears to be alive and well. After a five-year absence, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appears in a new video that's clearly intended to rally ISIS supporters. National security analyst Michael Morell says
there's still tens of thousands of them in Iraq and Syria, so they are far from defeated.
Morell was there on CBS News. The video depicts Baghdadi praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. President Trump's taking legal action to keep his banking records from being given to Congress, as Trump, his family, and businesses have all filed a lawsuit to stop Deutsche Bank and Capital One from complying with subpoenas demanding financial records. And this is USA Radio News.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Listen live, take us home. Find our podcast at djvshow.com or search for the DJV Show on iTunes. Don't forget to download, rate, and subscribe.
Today is an important day. Every day is important. Let's make it more important by updating you on what's going on, the important things that are happening, according to our read on it anyway. Everybody's got a different read. We're trying to creatively plan information here that is of significance on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. Victoria takes a turn at bat. What's up, Victoria?
Yeah, well, one of the trending stories.
Sup, girl.
Sup.
What's up?
Sup.
Sup,
Dougie.
Sup.
Dougie Fresh.
Sup. Dougie Fresh.
Well, one of the trending stories right now is revolving around yet another tourist helicopter crash. This time it's in Hawaii. We hear about these just a couple times a year, and it's too many. But this time the FAA is investigating why this four-seater helicopter crashed right into a neighborhood. It's about 30 miles outside of Honolulu, and this is a residential neighborhood. Luckily, it crashed, but didn't have it. There were no other injuries. Everyone on board was killed. However, it didn't crash into a house, and so none of the residents where the helicopter crashed were actually injured. But the FAA is now investigating into this. They say the helicopter may have clipped some power lines, according to the Honolulu police. And they obviously, this could have been a much larger tragedy. The helicopter was built in the year 2000. It was registered to United Helicopter Leasing, LLC of Honolulu. The state representative there, Cynthia Thielen, who represents this area of Honolulu, she said that she wants the FAA to prohibit tour flights over Hawaii's residential areas and national parks. She also is calling for the helicopter tourists to be completely put on hold until the crash investigation is completed. That's probably a really good idea, because we hear about these crashes in Hawaii. There was that one, I think it was about 2 years ago, that crashed into the Hudson River, where everyone except the pilot was killed, and that was a tourist helicopter with a really, really horrendous safety record. And so I'm sure we'll be finding out what the safety record is of this tour company.
The
and
pilot
of the
had a horrendous record, or the company itself, or the
yeah the actual touring company. It was I think Liberty Tours in New York, and that was a big story. And Chuck Schumer had everybody grounded too at the same response as this state rep. And it just, these companies just, you know, they operate on the cheap, and they don't maintain the helicopters, and the pilots are usually not to blame. It's usually faulty equipment in these situations, and so this, we may find out that this is yet another faulty equipment case, but unfortunately four lives are lost.
The helicopters are dangerous. They're small.
If they're not maintained, yes.
Well, even if they are maintained, they're dangerous. They get caught in the wind and weather events sometimes. It's a sketchy thing. I've been in any number of helicopter rides, and I will tell you, I wasn't ever comfortable in any of them. The one, not the last one, but the one that most sticks in my mind is the one that I took with four or five other talk radio personalities as we were traveling the distant early warning line up in Alaska a number of years ago. It was June, I remember. I remember the day, June 17th, and the temperature where we were, about 40 miles from the North Pole, was about 40 below zero. It was June, and the wind was whipping around. It was really miserable. And then the scene from the Hunt for Red October, where Alec Baldwin's character, Jack Ryan, is in this helicopter, and they're going out to try to find the submarine. You remember that scene, him banging around inside the helicopter? It's just not... They're not comfortable under any circumstances, so that's a shame. That's something else that it's cognizance, knowing. And the reason to tell you the story is, excuse me, if you're planning on taking a helicopter ride, check out the company. Be thorough. There are these companies that go out over the Grand Canyon all day, every day. There are many places in Arizona you can take one of these things over the Hoover Dam, and it's always windy there. I wouldn't give you a nickel for that flight, but people take them because they're kind of fun to get up close and see some of the beauty that's there. It's a toss-up sometimes with people in, well, should I do it or not? It's so beautiful, I want to have that memory. Okay, that's great as long as it's not your last memory.
And also, spend the money. Go for a reputable company, and if it's all discounted and Groupon, like helicopters and Groupon, it's like discounted sushi. Don't do it. Just don't do it.
Discounted sushi?
Yeah, you don't do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Don't do sushi.
Or sushi at an airport, also not a great idea.
Yeah, not
good. Sushi's not a good idea at all, because not cooked. Great way to get sick. All right. Here we go to what today stands for in terms of an official marking on the day, Honesty Day. Author M. Hirsch Goldberg, author of the book Book of Lies, Fibs, Tales, Schemes, Scams, Fakes, and Frauds, that have challenged, or rather have changed, the course of history and affect our daily lives. That's the name of a book. The book of lies, fibs, tales, schemes, scams, fakes, frauds that have changed the course of history and affected our daily lives. This fellow created the day back in the 1990s. He placed it strategically on the final day of April to balance out April Fool's Day, which is all lies that have changed the course of history or not. National day today, the National Data Science Team, surveying 1,000 Americans about their lying and truth-telling habits. The top five lies Americans tell. You ready?
Ready.
27% spread harmless information in a white lie, according to their own admission. 18% lie by omission, only revealing parts of the truth. 16%, is it a lie if you only tell a part of the truth? If you don't know or you don't intend any malice, is it still a lie? Just because you don't tell
somebody something?
If you're
telling your truth, it's better than if you're knowingly lying, right?
And I think in this case, this is people admitting that they omitted part of the truth, which is a lie. Yeah.
16% lie. You lying things you like. You're lying to yourself. I like my job. My friend's actions didn't hurt me. That kind of stuff. 15% of the people surveyed say that they would say to someone, "Hey, how do I look?" And you say to them, "Oh, you look great." When you look like crap. 5% are
is that a bad thing to do.
What, to tell somebody they look good even if they don't?
I think it depends who it is and where they are. If they have the ability to change something and it's one of your, you know, best friends and they're going somewhere, then I think you can kindly say, like, "Oh, I don't love that skirt. You could, like, put on something else." You don't have to say something terrible. But if it's a random person in the middle of the street, you don't have to go and tell them that they look terrible. That seems unnecessary.
I mean, men, apparently, according to this lie, more often than women do. 18% of men reported telling a lie daily. Only 9% of women admit to lying multiple times a week, compared to 15% of men who admit the same habit. So men are big liars.
Or women are bigger liars, and they're not admitting to lying.
Right. They're lying about lying.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that word itself is a horrible word. Lie. Ew, what an awful. It just sounds awful. Awful word. So tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, especially today, because it's Honesty Day. Couple of sports notes here on the DJV program. There was an interesting emotional meeting for Cardinal fans at St. Louis's ballpark. Family got together and met the man who received their brother's heart on Transplant Awareness Day at Busch Stadium. Thousands of fans with theme tickets were given a special hat and portion of their ticket went to support transplants and organ donation. Savannah Chavez Roche and her family recognized by the man who is now the owner of her brother's beating heart. He got a hug, shared the moment, took photos with the family, posted on Facebook. That's why I bring it to your attention. It's not necessarily about the ball game, but it was at the ballpark. And it was because of the game that they were together.
Yeah, I guess the family was wearing T-shirts with their brother on it, and so they had never met the man who got the heart. And
no,
he recognized the picture on their shirts and went up and asked if they were his family, and they said yes. Wow. And then there's this amazing video of them hugging and of the sister with her head to the guy's chest, listening to the heart. It's if you feel like crying today, it's a good video to watch.
Yeah, right. Yep, do that. Meanwhile, the Golden State Warriors game, 104-100 over the Houston Rockets. Big complaining, a lot of complaining about several calls that were made. And so there was a news conference after the game, apparently calling out the refs. There have been a lot of complaints about refs, haven't there, in the last couple of months?
A lot of complaints about refs.
Well, this particular memo from the Rockets said, quote, "Referees likely changed the NBA championship." The memo was addressed to Brian Spruill as president of league operations. "There can be no worse result for the NBA." Rockets never sent the memo. And apparently somebody got a hold of it. But I think there have been a lot of people complaining, not just in basketball, too. Weren't there a lot of complaints about officiating in football this past year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you wonder about that. And does it? Yeah, I thought with all of the cameras and instant replays and stuff, you'd be able to see. Didn't they change some of the rules in football so that you could, if the refs looked at a replay of the game and they realized they make a mistake, they recall the call? Is that something that's legitimate or got to be done?
It depends on the call, I think. It depends on what it's about and whether or not it can actually change the game, the outcome of the game.
Ah, okay. Television in the focus here. Shannon Doherty has signed on for a 90210 reunion. She reprises her role as Brenda Walsh in the new series on Fox. She'll join other cast members, Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth, Ian, is it Zierling? I don't know that. Who's that?
Ian Zierling, yeah.
Gabrielle Carteris.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Austin Green, Tori Spelling. They've already signed on to the project. 6 episodes airing this summer. Is this exciting for all of you? Who's
people
a
are
fan?
Seriously buzzing about this. If you were a fan of the original, 90210, I'll watch. I didn't even really watch the original 90210, but I'll definitely watch this. And they Luke, what's his name?
Perry.
Luke Perry was actually signed on to do this as well, even though he was also on Riverdale. So they're going to try to figure out a way to pay tribute to him too, which is nice.
Yeah.
But
it's nice
that everyone's here
to work with. Is she? Had a reputation.
I don't know.
She's had cancer. I don't know that. And she seems to have gotten a lot of support from that crew. So I don't know that, you know, I don't think it's the same as it was.
Okay. So 90210 coming back this summer. Larry King recovering after undergoing heart procedures, 85 years old.
Did he have a heart attack?
Angioplasty. Well, he was having trouble with angina. And he went to the hospital to be examined. Had a heart attack earlier in 1987, had quintuple bypass surgery then. He was a 3-pack-a-day smoker. He used to smoke all the time on
TV.
Can't
even imagine that.
Yeah, awful.
3 packs a day. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think he did have, though, to answer Jen's question, I think he did have minor. Yeah, he did.
Yesterday, DMZ was. Teacher, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I saw the alert from TMZ yesterday that he was in cardiac arrest, but I guess he's okay now, so I'm not
sure.
He had
lung cancer, too, a couple of years ago. That smoking.
Well,
man.
3 packs a day, that's not surprising.
Yeah. Nope, not at all. All right, Jen, what's to tune in for, not to die for, but to tune in for tonight on the Tube?
Well, there's a series premiere of Kids Behind Bars, Life or Parole. This is a new A&E show at 10 o'clock, and it's a docuseries about 8 men serving life without parole who committed crimes as teens and who, due to 2012 and 2016 Supreme Court rulings protecting juvenile offenders, are now seeking resentencing. They're trying to get their lives back. That's on A&E at 10 o'clock tonight. The networks have a lot of new programming. ABC is all new tonight with American Housewife, The Kids Are All Right, Black-ish, Black. Less is Mess in 1969, The Story of Mary Jo Kopechne. That's at 10 o'clock tonight on ABC. CBS also new tonight with NCIS, FBI, and NCIS New Orleans. CW has a new Flash along with the season premiere, season number 6 of The 100. That's at 9 o'clock. Fox has new episodes of MasterChef Junior, Mental Samurai, and the NBC hit The Voice is back. 8 artists now advancing on with America's Vote and a new episode of The Village and New Amsterdam after that on NBC.
The lady that played Marcia Brady on the Brady Bunch apparently has no time for anti-vaxxers. She had got the mumps or measles or something anyway. So there's another note for you to conjure or think about 10 before the hour here.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018.
My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back again in the focus on the DJB program. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan now to update us on, first of all, this massive data breach, which exposes all sorts of things about perhaps your family. The word scary is used here, I think, appropriately. Yes, Victoria?
Yeah. A team of Israeli cybersecurity researchers have discovered this massive unprotected database. It has full names, ages, income brackets, marital status on more than 80 million U.S. households. And the researchers actually can't even identify who owns this database, which is extra scary. And it's hosted by a Microsoft cloud server. It has 24 gigs of data, which is obviously a potential gold mine for cyber criminals. The team verified the accuracy of some of the data, but made an ethical decision not to download the data in order to help protect the privacy of the individuals who are listed in this cache of database here. And so they VPN Mentor is actually a company that's the Israeli research company. They're asking help. This is how bad it is. They're actually asking for help for anyone who might be able to identify the owner of the database. They want them to get in contact with them. The site suspects that the database is owned by an insurance, healthcare, or mortgage company. Although they say that the information you'd expect to find in a database owned by brokers or banks is actually missing. For example, they point out that there are no policy or account numbers, social security numbers, or payment types among the data, so it makes it difficult to figure out what type of company would actually have all of this data in one spot.
Wow.
And they say it's obviously not the first time that a large scale data breach has been exposed. We know about Facebook and Equifax, and there are numerous others, Marriott hotels and things like that. But they do believe that this is the first time a breach of this size has included people's entire names, their addresses, and their income. And so the potential risk is numerous. One aspect of this is that a phishing attack could happen, where a hacker can embed dangerous links inside emails that look like they come from a legitimate financial institution or other company, and then in that case, that can lead to ransomware, where basically you need to pay a fee to reclaim your own computer. They take over your computer. So that's one option of things that can happen, and that's not a great option. And just knowing that your age and income level is out there, that means an attacker can identify who among the 80 million families are the most vulnerable, meaning the wealthiest. And so this also can lead to more ransomware attacks. So this is still a developing story. Well, as they try to figure out who owns this database and what the purpose of it is, you know, if anything more comes out, we'll definitely keep you posted and let everyone know if they could possibly be affected by it. But it's a pretty big breach.
Pretty amazing what goes on in the name of technology and how creative crooks are. Wow. Google, now read your classic bedtime story right from your smart home. Smart home, good dog. Well, you could have a smartphone in your smart home. There are smart homes, but this is about your smartphone.
The Geek Out.
Now, this sounds like technology used for good. Google will now read you a bedtime story. The Tell Me a Story function is now available via Google Assistant on smartphones. You just say, "Hey Google, read me a bedtime story," and it will randomly read from a small selection of classic and popular short stories like Aesop's Fables, each about 10 minutes in length. Now, Tell Me a Story has actually been a feature on Google wireless speakers and hubs for a while, but now mobile devices gain the feature in Google Assistant and requires the Google Play Books app as well. Available in the US, UK, and Canada, Google's Tell Me a Story function is available for both Android and iOS now, and we've posted a link with more information on Twitter at The Geek Out.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Next up, a focus on the Marriott going right after competition like Airbnb. What are they going to do?
Yep, Marriott International has launched its own home rental business, and it's actually going to roll out nationwide in May. And the program allows guests at Marriott Home Rentals, just like Airbnb, but you can earn and redeem loyalty points. And this is where this is going to be a stiff competition for Airbnb. Airbnb is probably going to have to come up with some sort of a rewards or loyalty program, because Marriott has a ton of properties. They've been testing this out in London and Paris. It went really well. And so now it'll be across the country.
There you go. Travelers, have a good time. Check out the Marriott website. I suppose it's not an ad, but it is the fact. 59 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.